1280 News Talk KIT. That's us. Just three letters.
It is 6:19. Good morning, Dave Edel.
Good morning, Lance Torrey.
Yeah, good morning, and Mr. and Mrs. Sunshine. Jacksonian is with us as well.
Hello, Jackson.
Yes.
Morning, gentlemen.
Morning, Jackson.
Jackson, I see you've already been ready, and we have our first guest on the phone.
Man, look at that. Boom.
Oh, now, you can't say early riser.
No.
Which is what you always say, but you can't say it to Tim Bryce because Tim's been up. He's got more done by 6:15 our time than most people do all day.
Yeah, but he's in Florida.
Well, that's true. He is in Florida. I think he's in Florida this morning. Good morning, Tim. How are you?
Morning, guys. Got a beautiful day down here today.
So you are, is it a suburb, Palm Harbor? Is that where it is?
Right. Tampa Bay. Yes, yeah. We're right on the Gulf.
Gotcha. Thanks for some time this morning, Tim. Lots to talk about. Have you gotten your notice of one time you're supposed to get on the train to go to the deprogramming camp yet? Have you got your notification?
I think we've all got our notice. Yeah. I mean, it's been going on for quite a while now. I mean, it started with the tearing down of all the historical statues and paraphernalia that were out there and trying to declare George Washington a racist and what have you.
Can you imagine? I mean, the San Francisco school board's already officially done that, along with his fellow racist, Abraham Lincoln, right?
that to me was mind-boggling. And Ulysses S. Grant.
And Dianne Feinstein.
I know.
That doesn't surprise.
big surprise there.
Well, I wrote that piece about political deprogramming earlier this week. And what really triggered it with me is when I saw the couple of interviews, one with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying that down in the South, they're not southern states, they're not red states, they're suppressed states.
Yes, suppressed.
I go, suppressed? Now, I've lived in the North for 30 years, and I've been down here for over 30 years. And I don't see the suppression down there. Oh, I know what it is. We have a good economy. We got people working, which she doesn't, up here in her home state. And then I saw Katie Couric on the line talking about, what in the world are these congressional people talking about up there in terms of not impeaching Trump and the election fraud and all that stuff. We need to deprogram these people. And I go, wait a second here, guys. Oh, and you also have Biden saying that people on the right are domestic terrorists and people like Antifa and Black Lives Matter. No, we don't care about that. Gee, come to think to me, isn't there some cities around here burning?
Yeah, you can smell it from here in the Northwest. We definitely have it in our major neighbor cities for sure. Well, that's enough to get anybody to want to put pen to paper. You just do it better than most because you've been at it for a while. Folks who are tuning in for the first time here, maybe they don't know that Tim's a periodic conversationalist with us and that he's a businessman, consultant, commentator in his home state of Florida. And I don't even remember how we first hooked up, Tim, but I'm glad we did. We've had some interesting talks over the years. So what do you think, how far will this go? Is it just going to be annoying and frustrating conversation in the marketplace, or are we going to actually see some sort of efforts to sanction all of
this? You're going to see a long line of comments and try to give a constant barrage of lessons of what they believe is right and wrong. A small example, the very first press conference that Pataki had last week, and I'm listening to him, and I said, what are the priorities of the administration? And she threw out there, she says, oh, yeah, a critical climate crisis. And I'm looking around, and I said, I didn't know we had a critical climate crisis. It came out of nowhere. Everybody, the news wrote that down real fast and everything. And just these little things are going on. People are being sucked into all of this nonsense. And I hate to say it, a lot of the millennials are sucked into it. And I blame the boomers for that, the baby boomers, which is my generation, for not instilling the proper human values with them. Like responsibility, accountability, sacrifice, discipline, basic things like that. And, now we think, bullying, cheating is fine. That's acceptable form of behavior. People are entitled to free things. There's nothing dishonorable about bankruptcy, especially to your creditors, And so we have a very skewered view of the world. And I make the analogy there that it reminds me of the re-education centers in Asia over the years, especially like North Korea and China. And also during the 1930s, when they got rid of the German Boy Scouts and replaced them with the Hitler Youth, which of course went back to scouting after the war, where they're teaching them Nazification, you know. And it's just, if this to me is absolutely bizarre what's going on here. Now, Melania Trump, I don't know if you caught it, her farewell address, I thought it was spot on. She's saying the parents have to be more involved, and the parents have to teach their kids to be the best that they can possibly be. And they haven't been doing it.
No, that is certainly true. Wow. I got to say, it is mind-boggling. I wish there were, from a talk show perspective, I wish there was something more that we could do other than just sit here and grouse and point out, here comes the next wave of executive orders.
Well, what I'm worried about, Dave, is that the next thing is they're going to go after conservative radio, conservative TV, and all that kind of stuff. They're going to go after you guys. And if we lose our First Amendment rights on these types of things, hey, then we know we're living in communism, you know?
Wow. Yeah. And how do you see them going after us? Fact-checking or something?
Oh, they're going to be fact-checking you to death. They do that to me all the time. And I welcome it, as best I can.
Yeah.
And but the problem is, you got CNN already going after people like Newsmax, saying they don't belong on the air, they should be shut down.
Wow.
And then the next target would be after Fox News. They've always been after Fox News.
Right.
And but it's getting really bad right now out there. But this latest thing with CNN going after Newsmax, I go, wow. I mean, here we go, guys. This is the start of it. Here comes censorship. And I would be very much concerned if I were you. I mean, you guys fill a very vital function, as far as I'm concerned, for the Yakima area and the world.
Well, the cable companies are privately owned, right? So all you got to do is convince the cable operator to drop that program, and you're off. And you're right. That's how it would be done. And they've already got big tech and corporate America sort of going along for the ride. Jeez. So you're right. I think that's a real concern. So we will definitely be looking over our shoulder over the next few months. Got to ask you this. I know that we had briefly touched base about when Tom Brady came down there, but now you're getting the whole show. You're getting the Super Bowl. Admittedly, a smaller show than what you might have, but is there much of a buzz going on about the Super Bowl coming to South Florida?
Well, it's electrified the town. It's really something else that's happening. I think they're going to allow 24,000 people into the stadium for Super Sunday. But it's amazing what this man has done. He has provided leadership where we never had it before. And that has changed our whole culture over there. I mean, we used to have kind of a thug mentality out there. And he's gotten them to, think more positively. And he's done it by simple things. Discipline, teamwork, and love of the game. I mean, I was not a big Tom Brady fan before, but now watching him up close and personal, I'm really just delighted with what I'm seeing. I'm seeing a team now with a lot of positive energy, a lot of confidence, and they're playing way above where they were last year. Remember, we had a quarterback named Jameis Winston,
sure,
and we traded him to New Orleans, thank God. But that's, he set a record for I don't know how many interceptions for an NFL season.
Something like 30. He was Santa Claus. He gave away more than he took in.
That's true. But Brady, I don't think he's playing physically at his best that he's ever been, but it's just the sheer leadership that he has been able to give this team. And he's still a capable thing. He still can pass. It's going to be an interesting game with Kansas City, because Kansas City beat us once already in the middle of the season by about 3 points.
Right.
3 or 4 points. I can't remember
three
which.
3 points, yep.
But I think this is a different team Kansas City's going to see.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. Defense is playing great. But I think the point, and I know that you could appreciate this because of what you talk about in the other half of your life in consulting and business and all of that, it really does speak to leadership. There's a life lesson here for anybody who wants to kind of filter out football and just consider what kind of impact on any organization that the right kind of leadership can have. Fair statement?
Right. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
In any endeavor that you're involved with, be it a nonprofit, a for-profit, anything. In the military, you need leadership.
Well, and in the White House, we could use leadership, and not just somebody who is automaton signing stuff slid before him that written in language that he's never spoken.
on ideas that he's never had, and is just there cranking them out. So,
look, we all know he's not calling the shots, nor is Nancy, nor is Chucky. You know, I mean, they're not calling the shots. Somebody else is out there, and I'd really like to know that, you know. Yeah. I'm sure it's going to be Soros and somebody else that's back there helping them on there, but they're just introducing more stuff every day, which I knew they were going to do. You know, the first 100 days is going to be madness, just reversing Trump's type of stuff.
Yep.
And I love Trump who came on up with the Office of Past President. That cracked me up.
That's a
He's
good
one. Opened it.
Well, here's the deal. We've got, we're just waiting to see how everything run through the prism of equity looks and plays out in America.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be,
right.
That'll be an interesting thing to see. Tim Bryce
Thanks, Tim.
A business consultant. He's an author. He's got some cool books out there. Tim, where can they go to find your stuff?
The Bryce is Right is at timbryce.com. B-R-Y-C-E, or just do a Google search. You can't help but find me, Tim Bryce, B-R-Y-C-E.
You'll find some great information there, and you'll continue to hear him off and on throughout the year as we roll ahead. Tim, thanks for the time this morning. Go Buccaneers, and we look forward
Buccaneers.
To chatting.
Keep the faith, my friends.
You
keep
got it.
Thanks,
Thank
Tim.
Thank Tim.
30 degrees, 39, we got 9 more degrees to go today, folks.
Yeah.
mostly cloudy skies, right into a cloudy Friday. It's 6:30.